Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 198 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I know I've been gone for a couple of weeks. I was up in Canada. I was on tour, and I'm going to talk about that. But first, I guess I got to get to the big story, which are the indictments that have come down from Mueller and the federal government. So we've got Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, apparently, taking money from the Ukraine and hiding it, little money laundering going on. And then George Papadopoulos, who just said, I've been lying to the FBI. And we'll see how this plays out. We'll see what happens next. There's obviously a lot of outrage on the right. There's different factions. So they said that some of Trump was seething. Trump is pissed. And then, of course, you know, fake news. It's not real, blah, blah, blah. But then they said that there are lawyers and a certain faction at the White House trying to keep him calm because they know he's liable to go on a Twitter frenzy and say the wrong things. Sean Hannity just lost it. Sean Hannity said, why are you investigating the Trump administration when you should investigate President Clinton? Presidential wannabe Clinton. Yeah, he called Hillary Clinton President Clinton, and he's still on that tip. So that's not shocking or surprise. Fox News has to find a way to spin this away from the president. Problem is, they can't. They really haven't been able to. This is, they're trying to say this isn't connected to Russia, but you've got money coming from the Ukraine going to a guy who was Trump's campaign advisor. Just saying, probably something going on. A lot of people sweating right now. Some want to fire Mueller. Probably a bad idea. You might look a little guilty firing the prosecutor right now, but they do have the right to do it. And Trump has the right to start handing out pardons. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But Mueller is in the ass, as we like to say. That man, he in the ass. They said, watch out for this sumbitch. And he ain't joking. Follow the money. What do they say about every crime? Follow the money. Looks like he's following the money. So there's that. Now, here's the thing about me being in Canada for 2 weeks. I haven't missed a thing. Nothing changes. As my friend Jack always says, nothing changes if nothing changes. What did I miss? I missed the weekly white supremacist march, right? We've had that going on. So down in Florida, that guy Richard Spencer gives one of his hate speeches. And then on the way home, a couple of three of the supremacists just fire shots at people. They yelled some Nazi shit to some people on a bus stop. People on the bus stop smashed the window of the Jeep. So they figured they'd just, you know, fire off a few shots at them. Have been arrested, charged with attempted murder. We'll see how that goes. Then we had the White Lives Matter march down in Tennessee. Not a big hit, not a big crowd. You know, apparently white lives do matter, because on the way home from their little party, some of them went to a restaurant and they saw an interracial couple and they started hassling the couple and they ended up punching the white woman in the face outside because, you know, these supremacists are such brave, manly types. Anyway, they jumped in their cars with out-of-state license plates, apparently New York and Wisconsin, and left. So I guess white lives do matter, because I'm pretty sure if some black people left a Black Lives Matter rally, went to a restaurant, punched someone in the face on video, and tried to jump in a car and drive away, there'd be a situation. There might be an arrest. There might even be charges of terrorism. You know, an organized group goes somewhere, starts violent. They're terrorists, some bitches. So I guess white lives do matter, because they can't be interrupted by jail. The weekly white supremacist march, we have sunk to that level. Bump stop, still legal. Yeah, you remember the shooting in Las Vegas and the bump stop that was used, and it was the worst thing ever, and it turns a weapon into a fully automatic weapon, which isn't true, but anyway, blah, 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 and it's going to be a bipartisan effort to outlaw the bump stop. We're going to put a stop to these things. No. Football, and I'm just going through the list of things that it's just, I didn't miss a thing. I was gone for 2.5 weeks. I didn't miss a thing. The football owners had a meeting over the protests, over taking a knee. What happened? They divided up just like the country. You had the Texas racists, right? So you had Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys owner, who says you should just suspend the players. Then you had the owner of Houston saying the inmates took over the prison. Nothing racist there, calling a league, the majority, the black players in the league who protest, inmates, okay? Then you had the liberal owners like San Francisco who said, hey, we should listen to the players. Seattle, hey, we should listen to the players. Maybe they have something to say. New York Giants, hey, we should listen to the players. Maybe they have something to say. Then you had all the other owners, Midwest, the mid-level owners, mad at the liberal owners for endorsing the players and at the Southern, well, not even Southern, at the Texas owners for going straight racist. And at the end, nothing was done. Tell me that is not a perfect microcosm of the United States. You had the liberals on both coasts. You have Texas, which is its own entity. And then you have the people in the middle at different levels of anger for both sides. And in the end, nothing gets done. So there's that. On the sexual harassment front, which is joining white supremacy as our weekly thing, Kevin Spacey, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Spacey. So is art imitating life or is life imitating art? We had the president on the TV show House of Cards guilty of sexual harassment. And then we have presidents in the White House, Clinton and Bush. And again, didn't mean Bush. I don't know about this Bush wheelchair thing. I'm not even going to go into that. But we had Clinton and Trump both guilty, maybe guilty, not prosecuted, blah, 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 sexual harassers. And again, this is the thing that blows me away. The only thing that the politicians can agree on, the only thing we have bipartisan in our political system is sexual harassment. Harvey Weinstein, liberal, Democrat, Hollywood elite, blah, blah, blah. Roger Ailes, head of Fox News. Bill O'Reilly, face of Fox News, sexual harassers. Clinton, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, sexual harassers. The only thing they can agree on. I don't agree with any of your politics. I don't agree with any of your ideas except groping, grabbing young women. That we can do. We can use our power on young women. So now, in an interesting twist, we have Kevin Spacey, who is accused of sexual harassing a young actor years ago, back in the 80s, sort of laid on top of him at a party. The boy was 14 years old. Different deflection this time, though. Spacey's thing is, well, I'm gay. I'm going to come out as gay. I don't remember doing it. I was drunk, but I'm gay. The LGBT community is upset, saying that coming out is not an acceptable way to deflect attention from what actually happened, but apparently it is because it's working. Now, Canada, not without sin. Gilbert Rozon, who is the founder of Just for Laughs. I was on a Just for Laughs tour. You guys know I love Just for Laughs. Do it all the time. Been for years. I've hosted shows, been part of shows. He was the founder. He's French. He runs the French side. I know him. I've met him. I don't deal with him. I deal with the English side. But anyway, the difference, when the sexual harassment charges came out against him, he was gone the next day. He was removed from his position with Just for Laughs the next day. Just for Laughs did not pay out millions in hush money, et cetera, et cetera. So they were like, he did it. It's wrong. We had nothing to do with him. He was also removed from his post. He's a political guy in Montreal. He's connected as power. And he was part of their 375th anniversary. And they just removed him from every committee. In other words, they acted. Not saying it's right, not saying it's okay, but they did act. So, so that's it. We're all caught up. What do we got? Nothing done on the gun issue. Some sexual harassment, some white supremacists. Yeah. I've been gone for a couple of weeks. Did you miss me? No, because nothing changed. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Now, my experience in Canada, always great. And now I have a new story to add. I met Pierre Trudeau. I met the leader of Canada. A guy named Andy Singh came to a show we did in Ottawa. Andy's a great guy and a lawyer for the Liberal Party. Sent a tweet saying, hey, if you guys want to come to Parliament, you know, I'll get you in. We can go on a tour. So I went and I showed up at the guard gate at Parliament and I showed him my tweet And just so you know, you can't walk into Parliament based on a tweet. But Andy did respond when I tweeted and said I was there. He came out, took me on a fantastic tour, showed me basically how the Canadian government works, where it works. We were joined by another guy, Patrick DeRocher. Patrick is the assistant to the whip. He had all kind of access. Next thing I know, I'm in the House of Commons. I'm sitting in the Speaker's chair. I had lunch with the MPs. MPs are members of Parliament, equivalent to our congressmen. Then they invited me to the lobby, which, interestingly, is where the lobbyists work. How about that? And I met some interesting ministers, like the Minister of Climate Change. Yes, they have a person in their Parliament who just studies climate change, and she said to let us know down here that it's real. I met the Minister of Science and Innovation. Can you imagine if we had somebody, and oh, he's a scientist. Yeah, can you imagine if we did something like that? And while I was there, Prime Minister Trudeau came through, couldn't be nicer. I met him, joked with him for a minute. I told him, you know, we got a few problems down south. If I move up here, can I use your name? He laughed about that. And Canada, I don't know what kind of security you got that I just meet your prime minister, but thank you. Thank you. And Andy, the guy who took me on the tour, said something very interesting. He said, well, you know, this building, this house, this government belongs to the people. So when they come here, we like to take them on tours. There were tours going through. Of course, they didn't get the access I did, which Patrick got a kick out of me because I was talking to the tour group like you didn't go in to the house. You didn't sit in the chair. You guys don't have lunch with the MPs. Well, you know, you got to know people. But anyway, bottom line, fantastic experience. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Canada. It was great. Is Canada perfect? No. But Canada works. This is the interesting thing. Like, Canada's going through a tax debate right now because they want the Liberal Party, Trudeau's party, wants to tax small corporations the same as individuals. I know, that's crazy, right? When they like, we say a corporation's an individual so that they can pay more money to our government people so that they can bribe congressmen, et cetera, et cetera. They have the rights of human. Corporations are like people. Until it comes to liability, then suddenly they have nothing to do with it. But anyway, Canada, they want to tax them like people. And they're saying that the conservatives are saying that tax will stifle growth and take away the incentive for small corporations, small businesses, et cetera, to make more money. At no point did they involve Jesus. Nor did they say we should shut down healthcare, some bitches, and get some guns. Their conservatives don't do that. They just want to save on their taxes. Remember those days when those were our conservatives? And Canada's legalizing marijuana, and I don't care what they say. I know they're doing it just so they can get high and watch us. It has been a year since Trump was elected, and the world hasn't come to an end. Like, that's how low the bar is. You understand? That's how low the bar is. It's like, well, he been there for a year and we ain't all dead. Okay. A year after he's elected, the indictments begin. Just saying. All right. So that's it. I could go through a bunch of other stories, but I'm not going to. I'm just fascinated that I mean, nothing's changed. Same old bullshit. And we're stuck on this treadmill. The good news, is there good news? There is excellent news. The World Series has been phenomenal. Anyone who says baseball is boring hasn't watched the World Series. The games have been back and forth. We've had pitchers' duels. We've had crazy hitting. We've had a game with seven home runs with the lead going back and forth. We've had walk-offs. It has been fantastic. Baseball is fantastic. It's exciting. We've got some new superstars making a name for themselves. We've got pitchers from some pitchers putting on a masterful performance, you know, no hitting for a number of innings in relief. Then great starters getting knocked out of the box with home runs. Exciting, great. Just the game is tonight, game six. Houston's up 3-2. Dodgers are fighting for survival. Absolutely great World Series. Good news, watch baseball. It is a great break from anything going on in sports. Speaking of sports, my man, Lewis Hamilton, four-time world champion of Formula One. I know I'm talking to 10 listeners right now, and you're probably not into Formula One. I love it. I love the racing. I love the technology. Lewis Hamilton just won his fourth championship. And part of why I like Lewis Hamilton, how did he celebrate? Jumps in his private jet, flies to Miami, parties with his crew till 9 in the morning. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you celebrate a world championship. None of that, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to keep working out. He's like, I'm done. I won it. My season's over. Where the party at? So congratulations to Lewis Hamilton. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be at the Velveeta Room in Austin, Texas. It's a great little club on 6th Street. I'm also going to be on Wait, Don't Tell Me this Saturday. I'm back in the United States. I'm back to work. It's all good. I love you guys. Who's paying attention? You are. And thank you. Yes. Yes on the indictments. No on the weekly white supremacist march. Okay? That's my stance. Love you. Thank you. And good night.